and honoured, you know, and the people that sent them back were fools, and also they weren't really they were doing it so publicly that they obviously wanted to be known what kind of fools they were, or they would have just done it privately. And most of them got it, sent military MBEs back, which is for killing people, and ours was civil, which was for making people happy. So I think we've got more claim to have one.
There was an Australian fellow there was an article in the paper in Britain about an Australian fellow, and he had everything. He had MBE, OBE, DSO, the lot, and he was saying how great it was. You know, and all these other people, I mean, they just got one thing for shooting somebody, but the fellow who had the works, the whole lot, he agreed with us getting the thing.
He was a good cobber.
He was a good cobber, but he wasn't the only good cobber in Australia who agreed with you getting this. I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk in the papers in Australia too. Not very much of it adverse, like it has been in England. I know
it's been 50-50 in England.
Yeah.
But remember, that's only 50-50 people who wrote into the papers. The rest of the population who didn't write in probably agreed, or they would have written in dissent.
But now that you've got your peak, you've attained your peak, and maybe there is a possibility of going down like it happens in this business.
Yeah. Once we start going down, we'll get out. You know, we're not going to stick around till we're 40 or 50 still trying to make it again.
Well, you want to get out then and live on what you've invested.
I don't think I'll want to be going on stage when I'm about 30 or something, playing, you know. I hope that eventually we all move into films, you know.
What, as an actor or as a producer,
no, as
director?
A camera. as an actor, you know. Yeah. Just hope we're good enough to make it in films.
No, I've no idea, but I don't care. You know, I'm not making any plans. I've never made any plans for sort of 5 years ahead. I don't think many people do, really. Unless you sort of get into a career and oh, of course, millions of people do. No, well, anyway, I've never done it. And it doesn't bother me, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm living for today more than anything, probably. So it doesn't worry me.
Well, that's Paul. And as for George over here... George, what's going to happen to you? What do you think?
When?
Afterwards.
Well, I'll have a wash and a shave and go to the show, I think.
Fine. Ready?